understand that we need something else. There is a secret to happiness, and the Sufis got it. Therefore, they sit down and listen. Rumi will emphasize this. Then, we say, now the guy is a clever guy. Good for this guy. And you know what? This is the guy you should associate with. Because if you associate with this guy now, he will revive you. And after all of this, you know what? But you have to understand the need to be revived. You should understand that you're not there yet. Maybe you haven't started yet. Why? Because looking at you, you are trying again. Because you are counting on your effort, on your power. Here is quite opposite. You shouldn't make yourself ill, exceedingly wretched, in order that you must be let out from reputation. The end of the paragraph is 1545. Did you find it? Don't look at your strength point. The other one is what you mean. Do you remember the first story? In the first story, first paragraph, the king was you, right? The miserable king. Second paragraph, to take off the shoes, go down the mosque, and cry. This crying we talk a lot about, because we mean go deep down and see your shortcomings. Go deep down in yourself and face that empty space in you. Then you will understand the situation you're in. Then you will come out for help. If you look inside, the only thing you notice is the thing you could, and you know how to do, and a little bit of your success, then you miss the point. The point is to understand your shortcomings, your weaknesses. And that is not something to notice. Because we are not referring to something in you which is bad or good or something. We are referring to an empty place. There is nothing there. Wherever we talk about it, you open that door and the room looks clean to you. Look at your heart. How is your heart? Looks clean to you, right? Because there's no bad stuff over there. Or there are some little bit. It's not well organized. It's an empty space. But who will understand the emptiness? The only person who understands the emptiness is the one who has seen it full. The guy who has seen this room full of furniture and belongings and everything, he knows, right? That's how Shams will walk to Rumi and say, hey guy, you know a lot, but you're empty. He accepted it, he was filled up. He could have said, oh, you're talking to me? You, nobody, and me, and the Rumi, look at me, I've been riding the horse and all the Murids are following me. See? That's the point he makes here. Because if you don't understand that, how could he explain in the next story? Because this is the qualification you need to understand the next story. Next story is the story. The story of the parrot. Story of love. What love is. So next time, inshallah, here, we'll try to explain what love is. But do not forget, if next time you come down here intelligently listening, you may hear nothing. Because you want me to shoot a bullet right to the target, then you say, now I got it. There is no point. And I cannot hit the target, because target is not the point. Point is what I make. I made a point But the target is you. The target is that emptiness in you. Because to us a human being without love is empty. We look at the animal part, we look at the machine as the container. Are you surprised? Do you remember when we called it container? The eighth story. The jar. Remember at the end it said this jar is your body with all in it. It's only the jar to us. Because we believe in something else. We don't mix it with this biological machine here. Because love has nothing to do with the machine. It has to do with something else. That's what we are going to talk about. So let's put it in a nutshell, whatever we have in these five souls. In your brain, in your memory, make a place for these stories. These eight stories are the keys. At least the way I teach it, this is the way I see it. First five story is the full analysis of the problem. What stops you from listening and hearing? Because this book is started with listen. And you say listen to the people who are not listening. And Rumi knew that you're not listening. Are you listening? Anybody who said yes in the mind is not listening to me. You are talking. Let's put apart that one that talks even loud that I hear. You are talking because you are conversing. You are arguing and you're good at it. Why? First of all, because it's nonsense. To be good at the arguing, what do you need? Let's say I'm an ignorant, I am a new immigrant here, and I ask you that I want to be good in arguing with people. What do I need?
Be clever.
Be clever. Not really. I found that the people who argue a lot, they're dumb mainly. Most often. No, you need to know one thing, yes.
Be judgmental.
Be judgmental. Everybody is. No. One thing.
Opposition.
Have no shame. Be shameless. Then you could argue with everything. You know what? Whatever they say you don't understand, ask why. Say, I don't understand it. Bring in another subject. You could argue. Oh, there are some people who are the provokers of the parties. They could provoke anyone. That's what argument is all about. And it has nothing to do with the knowledge. You don't tell me, go and become knowledgeable, then you could argue. The knowledgeable people, they don't argue. They don't give a damn about your position. And they know it, they know it. And they let you have it if you beg. Go and grab the, I don't know, the jacket of a philosopher or anything. Oh, prove to me that it doesn't have a bad way. So, if you're good in arguing, means you're ruthless, you're shameless, you're impolite. That's what it is. Here we are not to argue. This is the first thing, right at the beginning. Do you remember? Said here is not teacher and a student. Working together is the subject here. Argument is not it. This is what changed in this messenger. Messenger came here to argue. And he had to change 100%. You are good in argument. Even if you don't speak it loud, you argue inside. Oh, honest to God, in my entire life, the most arrogant person I have ever known is a guy who was the most quiet guy you could ever find. I mean, he was so polite that he would never say no to anything. But he was so arrogant and stubborn that he would do whatever he wanted at the end of the day. And he knew that very kind, lovable, cute person. That's what it is. I mean, you can be polite like this, but down there, your intelligence, your brain, that lady upstairs is talking. Could you stop it for one single minute? You cannot. Do you think it's not stoppable because you cannot? Then this guy, Dalai Lama, is a cheater because he says he can. Go ahead if you want, doubt him, because it's easy for you to put the exception apart, because for you the rule is normally the people cannot, therefore if somebody can should prove it to me. It's not provable. It's there. You could envy it or you could try to join them. For that you should stop the argument part, that part of you which is saying what? The word we're here. Why? How? Why? How? How? Why? Stop that one. We are talking about something that you don't know how and you don't know why. And you're not supposed to ask those questions. Because we want to talk about love. But we cannot say how and why. It's just there. We know there is a beautiful thing out there which is not really out there. It's inside. And the creator of that beauty is you. That's the only creator part of you. The rest part of you, we know there is no creativity. In your feeding habit, is there any creativity? In your living habit, in your normal animal stuff, we don't see any difference. So that's not the part we're talking about. The other part is your creative part. And with creative part, we don't mean your show-off part. We don't mean your bizarre part. Because for us, creativity has a meaning. If you know how to weave a basket, you could call it creativity. That's not what we mean. We mean one thing and one thing only. What is that? What is the meaning of creativity?
Using the imagination.
Using the imagination goes to apes, goes to animals. They use their imagination. Creativity
has
no. Pardon me?
Has no.
No.
Transformation.
Creativity, ladies and gentlemen, is very simple. Means to make something that was not there and could not be there without you. So, when you do some animal stuff, it could be done without you because the other animal could do it. The only thing that you can create is kindness. And I use the word kindness, not love, because love for you has a very limited meanings. To us, in Persian language, suddenly I go from word ish to meh. Meh is the essence of kindness, is the god of the kindness. That's the Mithra. That's what Mithraism was built on. And mythology comes from that. I go there. Create that thing that only the human could. Punish the bad guy. this wolf does better than you.